Welcome to today's People's Bank. Let's talk in Enola. I'm Jack McGonigal. On today's program, we have new Whittier Elementary School principal, Jeff Jansen. Jack McGonigal here with Whittier Elementary's new principal, and Jeff Jansen. And Jeff, thanks for joining me this morning.
Thanks, Jack. Talk to you.
Awesome. So just kind of talk about, first and foremost, kind of what it means to you to be able to kind of take that next step in education and become an elementary school principal, especially in this district that you've already spent a good amount of time of your career in.
This district means the world to me, Jack. I'm so thankful that my wife and I moved here 8 years ago, and having met many people in this district and got to work alongside many people, I wanted to stick around, and my family and I, it's important to raise our kids here in Indianola. And when this opportunity presented itself, I eagerly took this chance and took this opportunity, and feel so thankful and fortunate to be able to join the staff here at Whittier and to begin to get to know them and get to work alongside great family and great students that we have here at Whittier.
And what kind of does the summer look like? Is it really getting to know your staff and the parents, and kind of talk about what the summer and the transition has looked like for you?
Yeah, so this June, I'm still wrapping up my previous positions and getting used to and getting familiar with some of the procedures and protocols. Brooke Mendoza had an incredible tenure here in Indianola and at Whittier, and I fortunately was able to meet with her a few times throughout this month. And then my tenure officially starts July 1 of this upcoming month. And then away we go with memorizing names, getting things ready to go for back to school. And most importantly for me, especially early on this next month, is going to try to be meeting with staff to informally get to know them. And who they are and what their families are, and hope to build that connection and build that family environment that has already been established here at Whittier Elementary.
Absolutely. And kind of, you know, going back early in education, was kind of being a principal somewhere kind of always a goal for you?
You know, Jack, I always saw myself as a classroom teacher. And, you know, I got my master's, I wrapped up my master's 6 years ago. And the opportunity 2 school years ago now to spend 6 weeks out at Laura Ingalls Wilder, filling in as interim principal, really opened my eyes to wanting to do more in education, and knowing that working with staff, working with students, having to problem solve, having to communicate with the community members and parents, that opened up my eyes and opened up my view on education. And I knew that you know, my cup was filled so greatly by who I was working with and what I got to do at Wilder, that this opportunity this role was something I was really interested in over these past 2 school years.
And transitioning into a principal role at, you know, in a different building in the district, how important is it to have, you know, a strong support system within the district, from, you know, superintendent to administrators to really everybody involved?
Yeah, there's so many people that have provided great guidance for me, Jack. You know, Tara Paul especially, she has been an outstanding role model and mentor to me. Annette Duran has been somebody who I've looked up to. She's hired me. She's the one who hired me 8 years ago to be a middle school teacher. And then in her transition to being curriculum director, I was so thankful to get to work with her closer these last 3 years as an instructional coach. Just to name a few, those would be the first two that come to mind. But I am going to continue to lean on some outstanding leaders and principals that we have in this district, as well as directors and teachers that I look forward to continuing to work with in a different capacity now.
And you mentioned kind of taking this principal position, one door closes, another one opens, and just kind of talk what it meant to you to be the girls' basketball coach for a numerous number of years.
Yeah, you know, Jack, when getting this role, a lot of things were happening this last spring for me personally and professionally, and, you know, this is a tremendous opportunity for me, for my family, to be able to have my oldest daughter join me at Whittier this year, and to see her every day, and to get to work with her alongside her, I guess, if you will, is important, and an incredible opportunity. But with that said, I'm going to miss the girls' basketball program terribly. I was fortunate to get to work with amazing girls and amazing athletes, and get to know amazing family members of theirs. And I'm going to miss it. I couldn't be happier that Will Naylor is stepping in now and going to really take this program and to all new heights. And I believe that. And I can't wait to be a fun cheerleader in the stands and watching online now as a program that I cared a lot about, and a lot of girls I care a lot about, go do great things this winter and beyond.
Fantastic. Jeff, we really appreciate the time with us this morning, and congratulations again on the position, and looking forward, I'm sure, talking to you again here in the near future. And we hope you have a great rest of your summer and a smooth entry into your first year at Whittier Elementary.
Thanks a lot, Jack. That means a lot.
Once again, that was Jeff Jansen with the Indianola Community School District discussing his new position as Whittier Elementary School Principal beginning July 1st. If you miss any of our Let's Talk programs, find them online daily at KNIAKRLS.com under podcasts, and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's People's Bank Let's Talk Indianola, People's Bank in Indianola, Pleasantville, Carlisle, Knoxville, and more. People's Bank, your bank for good. Member FDIC.